Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it is the one and only Kenny Talk of the Kenny Talk Experience. And last time I was here, you had a damn good time. And you know what? Why not continue the saga? It's going to continue tonight. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show called the Kenny Talk Experience. Give yourself a round of applause because you all made it. We only got a few more days, and the 4th of July is coming up. I hope everybody got a fun, safe, happy weekend playing with their significant others or their families or whoever else you want to spend it with. It's going to be a great, great 4th of July, and I want everybody to get out there and kick it. The name of the show tonight that we're going to discuss, I know you've been seeing it on social media because I've been promoting it, is going to be The Bag Lady. Now, The Bag Lady. Now, those that follow the show, you guys know we actually did a show about a year ago. We actually talked about baggage and relationships, but The Bag Lady is finna hit your ass from a different angle. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and I'll be back fast, and you can say Cat in the Hat on Dollhouse Radio, but you know I got to pay some real quick bills, so don't go nowhere. Don't go, because this conversation is going to be off the chain. Salute to everybody listening.
This better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. This better have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Just give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. This better have my money. This better have my money. Pay me what you want it.
bitch better have my money.
Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on our Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara, Split Star, Griffith the One, Rome Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I'd be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we got to jump right in about the bag lady. The bag lady, right? We want to start the show, as always, with the relationship truth of the week. And what is the relationship truth, you might ask, those that are just joining tonight? The relationship truth is a post that I send out on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram every single day of the week except Wednesdays. And it's just a thought-provoking post that, like on the Arsenio Hall show, you know, things that make you go, that's all I want to do. I just want to create some dialogue around, guess what?
Things
that we go through in relationships, situations, and circumstances. So check it out. This is a post that I actually sent out on yesterday, and it got a lot of feedback. Salute to everybody that, you know, that shared. But the relationship truth that I want to put on your mind tonight ties into the topic. It says, people with trust issues enjoy exposing untrustworthy people so much that finding someone who is trustworthy is no fun at all. Let me read it again. People with trust issues enjoy exposing the untrustworthy so much that finding someone who is trustworthy is no fun. Not even fun. So why? I mean, when you hear that, what's the first thing come to your mind? I got Facebook up, and for those that haven't added us on Facebook yet, what you waiting on? Kenny Talk Experience. Kenny Talk. Just like that. K-E-N-N-Y-T-A-L-K. The name might change pretty soon because I got a little message from Facebook. You know, I don't know if y'all ever had to where they tell you to verify that this is your real name or some shit like that. So I may have to switch it up a little bit. It may make me change it. But it's all good. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to stay rocking. Kenny Talk, right? So what comes to your mind when you hear the relationship truth that I just shared? Kenny Talk Experience on Facebook, hit me up. I see some people hit me up right now to kind of respond to it. You can hit me up on Twitter, @KennyTalkEXP. And don't forget, @Dollhouse_Radio. Radio. You got to make sure you add Dollhouse Radio as well, because that's the mother company there. That's the mother brand. And we got a lot of great shows that go on. So check it out. Let me jump right on in. I got to jump right on in, and I want to just kind of touch on a relationship too. Now remember, we're speaking about, the topic is the bag, lady, and we're speaking about baggage, right? Last time I did the show on baggage, it was about different types of baggages that people bring into relationships. And the people that got a chance to share, and I salute you, the people that got a chance to share spoke about all the different types of baggage that from women's perspective that guys bring into their relationship. All the different kind of baggage, right? From a man's perspective, they touched on all the different kind of baggage that people have brought, that women have brought into their lives in their last relationships, right? So I said to myself, why not flip the script? Because it's so easy to point the finger and say, well, this is baggage that someone brought. This is some baggage that somebody, the person before that brought. And I identify this as being baggage. People always have this. And I said, let's turn the camera, or let's point the finger at ourselves. So when I talk about the bag lady, what type of baggage do you continue to bring from one relationship to the next? You know what? I posed that question on Facebook. You know, but the relationship truth ties in. Let me get back to that. The relationship truth ties in because is that your insecurities that you continue to bring over to where you lack trust in the person that you call yourself. Or the person that called themselves want to date you. You lack trust in them. So what you do is, you're ready to pounce on anything that looks like deceit. Why do you do that? Did you know that was a form of baggage? That's something that you brought from your last relationship over to the new relationship. And it's not the new person's fault, so you can't blame them for that, right? Right? Or can you? Those that are just joining us, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio, and we are discussing the bag lady, and we're speaking about the baggage that you bring, not what other people have brought in the past. And I got a lot of people that responded to it. I can't wait after the break to read them out to you guys. So the relationship truth ties directly into our topic, in which I'm going to dive straight into, right? Let's dive straight into the topic of discussion, the bag lady. Now, a lot of people don't realize, they don't identify certain behaviors, certain things that they bring over to every single relationship. So where do we want to start? I want to start with expectations. Yeah, the expectations that you have in relationships. Not to say that you shouldn't have any, but guess what? If your expectations continuously keep you on the dating scene trying to find someone, shouldn't we adjust? Hey, I may be an asshole. I don't know. I may be crazy. Shouldn't you reevaluate? Shouldn't you reevaluate your expectations? I didn't say throw them out. But you do want, I will agree with some that you should have expectations. But the key thing you don't want to do is voice them up front, right? But there shouldn't be a need to. So let me go to Facebook real quick, and I got somebody that just hit me up. They want to respond to the statement that I just made about expectations. Okay, she says, young lady, Much love to you. Thank you for listening, right? But listen, she says that Kenny Pope's expectations shouldn't be looked at as baggage, because expectations are what fuel successful relationships. When expectations are not set up front, there is no structure, and the relationship is doomed to fail. You know what? That's a very good point. I'm glad you said that. But just think about it from this perspective. You're right. Expectations do set a pretty solid or pretty good foundation in relationships. Expectations are designed to do what, ladies and gentlemen? Expectations are designed to put you and the person that you are, your significant other, the person that you are trying to get into a relationship with, on the same page. But ladies, I need y'all to feel me from this perspective. And the young lady that wrote in, feel me from this perspective. If your expectations at which you have compiled to develop a clear understanding, a solid structure and foundation, if it keeps you on the dating scene, shouldn't you be evaluated? Now remember, on the Real Relationship Talk Show, we have real topics, which is one I just gave you. The bag lady, right? Real talk. And the discussion, the discussion that we do have around it. And we're not just going to beat a dead horse, right? It's going to be from an angle that you've probably never heard before. And last but not least, real solution. That's the type of relationship talk show that you're listening to. So it's not what you've been used to hearing. It's not a lot of just gibberish about the frustrations of dating, you know, no clear expectations, all that. So we jumping in and we getting it done. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to take a real quick break in just a moment. But before we do, the first point that I need y'all to understand that we have made on this show is, on tonight's show, is going to be the expectations can be baggage. When should you reevaluate, man? I mean, baby, I know I'm going to touch from the lady, from a lady's perspective, or from the perspective of women on this show. For the most part, that's why I named it Bag Lady. Somebody just hit me up and said, why you call it Bag Lady, you know? I mean, men tote baggage as well. And I totally agree with you, right? I totally agree. But I love the ladies. The show is centered around the ladies. It's all about the ladies tonight. You know what? I want to pretty much put y'all in the game, right? I always want to put ladies in the game. That's what we do on the Real Relationship Talk Show. We want to put you in the game. We want to put you up on game. So the next piece of baggage. See, I haven't checked yet. I didn't get many responses this time as I got last time. And we were identifying baggage that other people bring. This time I said, let's flip it. I need to know the baggage that you bring. And the funny part about it is this. There are a lot of things that we don't identify in ourselves from our own perspective as baggage. We don't even think it's baggage. Like a lot of people hear me, I'm going to try to read everybody's things they're saying. I see you on Twitter, too. I didn't even look at their expectations as being baggage. I noticed I said going from relationship to relationship, that you bring over from relationship to relationship. If you are currently in a relationship, a long-term relationship, your baggage can still be your expectation. Because guess what? Just because you're in a long-term relationship, it doesn't mean that it is all that it can be. It doesn't mean that the person that you're with is just 100% happy with you, you know? It doesn't mean that there aren't some things that you can improve. And that's what we're talking about tonight. That's going to be the perspective that we're bringing. All right. 516-595-4038 if you want to comment. But once you do, press the 1. That way I know that you want to comment. If not, you can just dial the number and listen. If you're listening and you're enjoying right now, hurry, hurry. You know we're on for an hour. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to dial that number and they can listen right now. Right? If they want to respond, they can do so. So the next, come on y'all, let's keep it moving. The next piece of baggage that so many women carry from one relationship to the next is your attitude. What say you? Your attitude. Okay. Hold up. I know some people want to reach out. They want to reach out and choke me right now. Some of y'all ladies want to do that, but please don't do that. I come in peace, baby. I do. I come in peace. But check it out. Hey, your attitude is not always a bad thing. Your attitude, you could have a good attitude. And that great attitude could be a form of baggage that you carry. Because a great attitude, it could run certain guys away because guess what? They just not ready for it. Or they just, some guys just might be some negative, you know, some negative people. So guess what will happen? They won't want to be around that great attitude. So but let's focus a little bit on, let's say, your attitude towards, okay, let's go. Your attitude towards your last relationship or your last lover, the frustration, the bitterness, you know, the concern, the insecurity, being insecure, checking the phone. Now I saw on social media, they saying it's an app out there where you can tell who your lover is texting. One thing I said was, damn, niggas better start telling the truth. It's like we're going to get to the point where we can't lie. Go back to the point. Your attitude. There are certain people that come off so aggressive, you know, come off like a... How many people remember being in school where you had that mean teacher? So you come off like the mean teacher, you know? You come off like the angry woman, the bitter woman, you know? And a lot of times, the reason why you're upset, it may be legitimate. You may have a legitimate reason to not trust. You may have a legitimate reason to be upset about something, especially with your last relationship. But you don't have a legitimate reason to lash out, to respond, to react, to act, to carry that attitude. You don't have that, but you do it anyway. Let me go to the phone. 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you want to be heard. I'm going to go real quick through my Facebook. I got another comment that I want to read. A lot of attitudes, this is what she says. A lot of attitudes are brought on not by the last person that they were in a relationship with, but by the current person. So this attitude actually comes when you're in the same relationship, so it's not something that's being brought over. That's a very good point, sweetheart. But at the end of the day, it's still baggage. It's still something that you're carrying that you need to put down. And we agree to that. Real talk. Real topic. Real solutions. Yeah. Dollhouse Radio's on the Real Relationship Talk Show. The Kenny Talk Experience is what it's called. Remember to go. The blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and you can listen to the show anytime you want if you missed it. If you got a friend out there that could probably benefit from hearing this show or from hearing any of the shows, tell them how they can listen to that information. BlogTalkRadio.com/DollhouseRadio. Also, add us on Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience, or go on Twitter at Kenny Talk EXP, and you can click on those links anytime you want to and listen anytime you want to. I encourage you to do so. Yes, it's a real relationship talk show, and we are discussing the bag lady. Ladies, if you are a bag lady, let me see you, let me hear you say yeah. No, I'm just playing with you. But if you are, if you can relate to carrying something, I'm going to show you how you can tell if you are truly a bag lady. Yeah, how you can tell. Especially if you're on the dating scene right now. I'm going to let you know how you are a bag lady. You do everything the exact same way as you've always done it. And the results are still on the dating scene. That's one. Number two, if you are out meeting people on the dating scene, and at some point during the month, during the week, after about a couple of dates, after going on the after meeting a few people, you just feel drained. Like, wow. This has got to be some of the most frustrating stuff I've ever done. Or this has got to be some of the most... Dating is so tiring to me, right? You feel like dating is so tiring. Right, you at the point to where you're like, you know what, man, what am I gonna do? I don't even want to go out on another date. That lets you know you're carrying something that you need to put down. Sometimes it's your expectation. Sometimes it's your attitude. Sometimes it's your perception, ladies. Sometimes it's how you see. Sometimes it's the experience that the last few people gave you. It's a form of baggage, and we need to put it down. When are you guys gonna stop being bag ladies? Erykah Badu made the song. Right? I got another point I want to touch on. Nah, I ain't going to touch on that yet. We're going to jump on that directly after the break. It's going down. I'm going to go to Twitter. Somebody just hit me up on Twitter. Shout out to you. What's up? Great show, Kenny Talk. Keep up the great work. Okay, I appreciate you, man. Okay. Who else? Somebody just shot me a DM on Twitter. Let me see what it says. Being a bag lady, she says, being a bag lady is the way to be nowadays. Because guys don't bring anything to the table. You have to bring it all. Oh, okay. Thank you, you know. She's saying guys don't bring anything to the table, so you have to bring it all. So you have to be a bag lady. Oh, okay, from that perspective, you know, if you feel like, you know, the guys that you meet, ladies, if you feel like the guys that you meet don't bring anything to the table, so you have to bring everything, you know what, that may be a relationship that you don't want to, that you shouldn't be getting in. Or you know what it could be? It could be a sign. And maybe it's the way you come off. Maybe it's the expectations you set. As you know, everybody, women have a way, you ladies have a way of, ladies have a lot of different guys that approach them. Hey, baby, what's your name? What's your sign? Let me buy you a drink. Let me help you with your groceries. Let me get your phone number. Let me take you out on a date sometime. Y'all get so much of that, you know? So y'all get so much of it to the point to where you have to put up a filter. Now, this filter, I want you guys to think about your filter in a sense as a wall to climb, right? Now, these filters that you put, let's not say a wall, let's say a maze to get through. Now, the more expectations or the more filters that you have up to weed out the guy that's no good for you, the more confusing the maze is. So if I'm a guy that's trying to get to you and you have a very, very confusing maze set up for me to get through in order to get your number, for me to get through in order to get a date with you, right? For me to get through just to have some conversation with you. Just think about the number of guys that's going to quit halfway through. And the ladies, you see these guys that quit halfway through. But you know what your perception of it is? Okay, well, I guess he wasn't meant for me. I mean, keep it moving. If you can't get through this maze, then I guess you're not for me. But you know what I say to that? I say to that is that the very few people that get through, the very few people that's able to get through that maze a lot of times are people that adapt to what you're looking for just to get there, right? They're not genuine. They adapt just to get there. And I want y'all to think about that. I want y'all to marinate on that while we go to break. Right now, we're going to go to break real quick. We got to pay some bills. We got to pay some bills on the Real Relationship Talk Show on Dollhouse Radio, right? And when we come back, I got the Keeping It Real letter. And the Keeping It Real letter is just a little something that I read out where listeners send in, and they want us to keep it real with them, right? So don't go nowhere. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat on the Real Relationship Talk Show.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now I can fuck shit up again until the dance done.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks. Can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Tell you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind. Disrespect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes and you don't say I'm. The pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas. Turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire. Double shot of Tron, should be calling to the Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball. You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain, Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a pledge of Bob Duke Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah. You would think I play ball the way I do this. I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Way when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's about that time. We're going to go to the, you know, let me do the keeping it real letter. I want to jump into the keeping it real letter real quick, right? And after we do the keeping it real letter, I might play a little bit more music and then, nah, we're going to keep it going. I got to jump into a part of the discussion that you don't want to miss about baggage. Y'all, it's going down. It is going down. Kenny Talk is in the building. For those that's joining, we are discussing the bag lady because I see everybody popping up right now. Remember, if you miss the first half of the show, you can always click on the link that I sent out and you can listen at any time. Anytime you get ready to listen, you can listen to the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, right? So let's jump right in to the keeping it real part, the keeping it real letter. I got a letter in my hand. Well, it's not technically a letter, but you know. I got it right here. They sent it to me. It says, Kenny Talk, I listen to your show. Thank you. I gotta go look at her profile. Look like it says she's from Arizona. So shout out to Phoenix, Arizona. She says that it's so confusing when I'm dating guys. I can't seem to find the right one. It seems that we only make it to a certain extent, a certain point in a relationship, or it's time to go our separate ways. Frustrating to me that I'm at the point right now where I count down until I know when the moment is coming. Wow. There's so much that I want out of a relationship. There's so much that I can bring to a relationship. So little that I want. I only want someone that's going to be honest with me. I want someone that's going to not have me looking like a fool. Take care of me sexually. Treat me like a lady. Keep it real with my situation, Kenny Talk. All right, I can do that. Let's talk about it. Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to talk to you about this. See, I chose Phoenix message because sometimes we gotta peel back the layers of the onion of ourselves. You gotta ask yourself. About the bag lady, baggage, right? baggage. Think about this. I want y'all to feel me on this. Think about it. A lot of times when it comes to baggage, or baggage that we carry, we don't identify what exactly is baggage, is the baggage that we're carrying over. We don't identify. We don't do good at that. We are, don't get me wrong, we are good at identifying the baggage that other people bring. But check it out. When it's hard for you to let go, that's a form of other memories. That's a form of baggage we carry. It prevents you from being able to move on. Right? I need everybody to understand this. If you are in a relationship with someone, that you just feel like you can't live without that person. The relationship can be going one way, and it, I mean, you just, you know, you don't like it. It's a lot of things. I mean, it's detrimental to you. You can be in an abusive relationship. You can be in one that's not healthy, right? But you don't move on because you feel like you can't move on without that person. I need you to understand that you are a cripple. Now, this may sound kind of harsh, but you're a cripple. Right? They're wrong. Not a cripple. Oh, you're a cripple. For real. You are a cripple if it's hard. If you just think about the mere definition of a cripple. Definition of a cripple. A cripple needs a crutch. Needs someone to hold him on. Hold on. Right? That's why you're identified as that, because you can't move on. Alright, here's the second form of baggage. Makes you a bag lady. If you are if you're unable to actually move on without your ex, if you are just sitting by the phone, watching the text, hoping that that ex come back, but you're at the point where that ex makes it difficult for you to date and get out there. You gotta lurk or stalk your ex on social media. You gotta just see them. You gotta know what they're doing. You gotta know who they're dating. You gotta be, and you're ready to talk about it and be frustrated about it. I need you to understand that you are an addict. You need help. You're an addict. You're addicted. I just broke down the cripple. I just broke down the addict. Two forms of baggage that we need to put down. The ladies need to put down. Because it impacts, or it actually it shapes the experiences that you've had in your relationships. And your experiences impacts your perception. And your perception impacts your reality. And your reality shapes your expectations the way you see it. And your expectations keeps you carrying baggage, especially when it keeps you single. And that's just real. That is just real. The Real Relationship Talk Show, those that are listening, we just broke down baggage. We just broke down how what makes you an addict, right? I wanna take a real quick break, and I'm gonna come back, right? I gotta come back, and I gotta finish with one last point before we jump to what I like to call the final thought. So, what is the final thought? The final thought is a little bit a spoken word that I put together, right? I put this, and it kind of sums up what we talked about tonight. It kind of sums it up, right? And I want everybody to feel where I'm coming from. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk. Show is back, everybody. Hey, and we're talking about baggage. We are talking about the bag lady, right? That's what we're speaking about. Now, the last point that I want to drive home is going to be centered around, but let me show you. I was actually looking at some information, and I saw someone's dating profile that they posted. Someone posted a dating profile on Instagram. So I was scrolling down and I read it, right? And I was like, wait a minute. And the young lady came on the line actually speaking about, I got 2 points I'm going to make. She says, if you are between the ages, well, she didn't come on the line. Basically, This is what her dating profile says. She says, if you are between the ages of 20 and 29, please do not apply. I guess mean don't reach out to her on the dating site or what have you. She also says that she is a grown, mature woman that don't have time for games. If you are looking for casual sex, keep it moving. If you are not looking to be in a committed relationship, I don't have time to play around. And she goes on to kind of tell you a little bit about herself, right? So I said to myself, when you talk about baggage, when you talk about being a bag lady, now don't get me wrong, it sounded like a little bit of frustration, right? That was what I heard. I heard a little bit of frustration. It sounds like she's been going through it, you know, been dealing with a lot of people in relationship. Probably. But I said, if I was interested in her, I would read that first sentence or that second sentence, and I wouldn't even read anymore. I'd move to the next, you know, person on the dating profile. On Instagram. I guess she posted this. One of my Instagram friends. I mean, she posted this to kind of show what she was about, you know. Right? So that's another form. That's what baggage. I wanted to give you guys an example of what baggage looks like. Here's another thing what baggage looks like. When you make statements like, if you date me, you're dating my kids. I put my kids first. If you can't accept my kids, then you can't, then me and you and I won't work out. And I do hear a lot of women say that kids make a guy, you know, they run a guy off or whatever. A guy wouldn't want to date you if he find out you got kids. Or the guy, you know what? I forgot to read. Man, I got so much I should have did. That's okay. It's all good. A lot of the baggage. Well, first of all, let me go ahead and make this point about the kids. I saw something just pop up. I'm sorry, kind of distracting me. Think about this. With the kids. A lot of guys are not intimidated by kids, but we don't want the responsibility of someone else's kid, especially not up front. If you make the responsibility of your kids a condition for dating you, then yes, there are going to be people that keep it moving on you. It's okay to have kids. But I shouldn't be hit with that responsibility to create a relationship with them. And after we've only had a couple of dates, you should keep that away from me. Because you know why? It shows that you're not able to handle your own business, and maybe you're dating to get some help to handle your own business. Now, I don't want to get into a relationship with someone that needs help handling their business. Real topics, real talk, real solutions. It's about that time. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's about that time for the final thought, everybody. The final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I put together. And the listeners, oh, they enjoy it. They do. Remember, we are here 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time every single Wednesday night. I communicated up front if we're going to be out. But I hope everybody have a great 4th of July. Let's jump right in. It's the final thought. The bag lady. After this show, I want y'all ladies to put them bags down. Yeah. Looks like it's storming outside where I'm at, right? It's hump day. Got a couple more days. It'll be over with. Check it out. The weekend. many women attract the same type of man and the same type of result, but they refuse to put down those bags. She feels that everyone she meets is immature and she's the only adult, so she refuses to put down those bags. She feels she cannot live without the person she's been with for all of these years, so she refuses to put down those bags. She won't let another man come near because she still wishes her ex was here, and she refuses to put down that bag. And she feels her kids are your responsibility if you want to take her out on a date. She refused to put down those bags. The experience of so much pain fills her heart with bitterness and hate, and she refused to put down those bags. She posts on Facebook and Instagram her unrealistic relationship goals. She just won't put down those bags. She says she's never letting go of her need to feel that she's in control. She refused to put down those bags. The only point that we want to make when we're trying to drive home, and also big shout out to everybody that actually responded on Facebook. Big shout out. But the only thing we want you guys to take away is that baggage is damaging. Look, it does nothing for you. I want you guys to know that you can put it down. You can grow from it. There's so much that we label as baggage, or don't label as baggage because we don't identify. Let's start doing that. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Shout out to everybody out there listening in radio land. Dollhouse Radio is on the Kenny Talk Experience. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. Salute everybody listening out there. And like I like to say to the ladies, touch your lips, baby. With your skinny, those lips. And we're going to keep it going. See you next week, everybody, and have a fabulous 4th of July. Be safe.